praise God. Yes, Sam. You can love, yes, yes. Come and share. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, what I'd like to share is this year I decided that I would go to Land's End and John O'Groats. I'm not going to walk it. But anyway, I went in April and I went to with Alpha and I went to Land's End. And I went on my own and I think that's daunting. It's all right, you families, but to actually go, book an holiday and go on your own, that does take a lot of strength, especially when I had to be in bus station at 7 o'clock in the morning, Sunday morning. There were the morning that the clocks had gone. I think, oh, they put clocks on. That'll be, and the one to Seoul in C block. Not to Seoul. I thought, where is everybody? And then bus come round. And he was only picking me up. And he stayed the night in Doncaster. And he come from Isle of Wight. And I thought, they've done all that work just to pick me up, you know. And then he said, next stop is Manchester. So it took me early in the morning and we went round Lady Bower and Glossop and Snake Path. And I thought, oh, what a lovely journey. Really was a nice journey. And then we picked up and then we went to, we did end up to Burton Wood State Services. And then we got on our proper coach. That was just a feeder coach. So then we went down to Land's End and there were four of us on our own. And they put us four together on the same table. So it meant then we had to mix with each other. There was two men and two women. And we were all really different. And to get on and have a really good time. And what I'm saying is, when it come to this day, we went out to Truro. We did go to Land's End. And then we went to Penzance. So we had a few days out. And then we went to Truro, and we decided we were going to the cathedral. And there was a little church service going on, two men reading from the Bible. And then after that, they said, would anybody like to go into the lady chapel at the side and listen to a tape? And then you had to be quiet for 20 minutes. You had to talk. You've got to be quiet. So I went and listened to this tape. And then in the end, she said, it's about wisdom, and I've always never understood wisdom. What is wisdom? I lack it, for certainly, because I wouldn't be in a position I'm in if I knew any wisdom. So, and then she said, wisdom means compassion. And I come out, and I really had compassion for my mates, you know, what they called them, my mates back then, you know, that's what they were. Even though we were all different, and we've all gone our own different ways, we really gelled. And to have compassion for someone, you know, not to be high and mighty or all like that, you know, when you don't mix. You have to gel, you have to join in with different lifestyles and everything. And so I'm hoping, when we're learning about compassion, that when I go to John O'Groats, that I will have the same experience, you know what I mean? Hopefully it can come off, you know. So all I'm just saying to you is, don't be afraid to do something. When you're on your own, it's all right if you've got mates and you've got families, but if you're on your own and you're not going to go nowhere, unless you have that courage to book and go somewhere where you really want to go and then find out the love and the support, what's out there for each and every one of people. It's amazing. The love that I got that week was amazing. Even the manager in hotel, he'd come from Drax and his family come from South Yorkshire. So he knew Doncaster very well because they come from Rossington, believe it, in Thorn, you know what I mean? So you felt like, I knew, you know, you were getting well looked after in his own little way. And the waitress, she was coming from Poland and she couldn't get her enough. She was really kind to me, you know what I mean? Really treated me really well. All I just want to say, have compassion for one another and let yourself go in times. You know what I mean? Just talk to people and just forget about everybody.
It's good, isn't it, to get out of our comfort zone sometimes and do something that God's challenging you to do. And trust him, because it does, it takes trust to step out on your own. It's a big thing when you've never done it all your life. But God is with us all the time. And if he's giving you a nudge, sit up and take notice. Perhaps it's a change that you need and a challenge. Anyone else? I don't want to miss anybody out today. It's been good for everyone to share. And I thank God for his family here in Harvest Fields. Praise God.